a testament against the world. The Lord's rebuke. Revoked. July 2, 2011. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. From the beginning, I had written to you by the pen of my prophets, even to the showing of great signs and wonders. Behold, I came down in the flesh, and spoke with my people face to face. And in one day, the sins of my people were purged. In one moment, the pain of death was overcome. For I am the Lord. I have declared the end from the beginning. I have spoken of things to come. Many wondrous and terrible things. I have set up great kings, and I have cast them down. I have called forth armies to conquer, and I myself have conquered great armies. I have humbled whole nations, and scattered their peoples. And behold, I have also brought them back again. For I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is none like me. And thus I speak to you now, little flock, even as I have spoken it to my servant already. All of you have stumbled, yet some of you have departed, returning to the world and the ways of men. A world which hates me and blasphemes my name at every turn. A world which pollutes my name without ceasing. A world which loathes its creator. A world which loves abomination and from righteousness is far removed. A great multitude of dying people who hate life. A world which destroys my earth and my children. A most wicked generation who murders without remorse. A world which even now breathes its last. Beloved, I weep. My heart is rent inside me. And what of your country and people, little flock? What of this mighty nation? Prepare your hearts, beloved. Prepare your hearts for death. For the end of all things is at hand. For the day of the Lord shall declare it. In the day of the Lord's anger, it shall surely be made plain. Therefore, I have commanded my servant that he not celebrate this holiday with his peers, nor with his community, for he must remain separate. For if he were to join them in their celebration, I tell you the truth, it would be death he celebrates, and captivity he honors. For this nation's independence is lost, its freedom revoked. Beloved, your nation has come to its end. I give it over. No more shall I defend its people and protect its borders. For they have utterly forsaken me, and now must I also forsake them. Therefore cry bitter tears, little flock, and weep. Be overcome with sorrow. For the end of a nation is a terrible thing. It is wrought with much betrayal, and falls with a mighty crash, bringing forth death and great mourning. The sound of which shall shake every land and every people, and they too shall fall. Yet from ruin they shall arise and band together, and in desperation they shall make a covenant and sign an agreement. And once again they shall blaspheme the name of the Lord Most High and walk proudly. Thus upon the heels of desolation shall their final destruction be written, in the blood of the slain. Thus I shall send forth my witnesses, 144,000. They shall run as one mighty in battle, breaking through the lines, tearing down the walls, leaping over every barrier. From city to city, they shall declare the Lord's rebuke, pronouncing my judgment upon the multitudes. And thus shall I bring great calamity upon the cities and high places of men, until my wrath is satisfied and my fierce anger has abated, until the feet of the Holy One of Israel stand upon the mount, bringing forth judgment unto victory absolute. I am the Lord.